Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. Amen. And we need to keep that in mind. Amen. Lord has new beginnings every day for each and every one of us. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that tuned in by internet, those of you that tuned in by internet, you can call 347-237-4054. Amen? That's 347-237-4054, and you will be connected with us. We are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that we give you an opportunity to dialogue with the speaker as we just feed on the Word of God. Amen? That's what we do. This evening we have, once again, with us, Pastor Rose Cook. Pastor Rose Cook from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to add, before we get started, I have turned all the mics on, and I can hear sounds in the background. So just so that you know, when you are on when you're on your phone or wherever you're doing, we can hear everything in the background. So if we hear you rattling something, that comes out over the microphone, amen? All of that comes out over the microphone, so we hear all of that. So if you could just mute your phones or whatever you're using to tune in, that would be great. And basically, when the speaker comes on, it will not be a distraction, nor you know, to the speaker, nor will it be a distraction for the Word of God. Amen. As we get started, it's been a long day. It's been a long day. I've been at the hospital all day, but my father-in-law fell. So I'm asking corporately if you would just pray for the family. Amen. He is Amen. Responding. But he is in the hospital, so I just believe in prayer. Amen. The prayers of the righteous avail much. In the Old Testament, 103:25, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives us all of your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who fills you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle." Amen. And that's just who we are. Amen. Every day our youth is renewed as long as we keep our lives focused on Christ. Amen. We're going to turn it over. We're going to move on over into Atlanta with Pastor Rose Cook. Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. We thank you for allowing the Lord to use you to bless his people. We do thank you for that. I'm going to get out of the way and let the Lord do what he has placed on your heart at this time. Amen?
Amen. Well, bless the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you for being on the air on tonight and here to listen what the Lord has to say to you tonight. Amen. If we just have a word of prayer, we pray, God, thank you for this night, God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this another opportunity to give you praise on this evening, Lord. We thank you, God, that you bless every listener, God. Open up their heart that they may receive what you have for them on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, God, we ask, God, that you touch Elder John and his father-in-law today, God. Strengthen him right now, God. Heal and deliver right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree healing for his body right now, Lord. We ask, God, that you do it right now. We sing healing to his body right now, God, to the hospital bed right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you strengthen the family at this time, God. Strengthen them like never before right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just thank you, God, and we give you praise tonight, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it today. And today we are rejoicing in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what has happened through the course of the day. God, we still give you glory, and we still rejoice. No matter what, we rejoice on today. So I'm excited about this today. I'm excited about this Blog Talk Radio. I always talk it up. I put it on Facebook so everybody else can share what God is saying. Amen.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful and I'm thankful for Elder John and his wife for giving us this platform to speak a word to the masses of people. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just bless your name today. So I want you guys to get excited because today we're just having a conversation tonight around the table. Amen. And through this conversation, we're looking for deliverance. We're looking for breakthroughs.
Yeah.
We're looking for fear to be gone from your people, Lord, through this word on tonight. So we're just having a conversation. And once, like he said before, this is an interactive Bible study. And if you want to interject, you could come and interject tonight. Amen.
Amen.
So always, you know, piggyback off of what I said. I'm okay with it if you want to interject and say what you have to say tonight because we're in it together. Amen. And we're here to learn together. Amen.
Yes.
What I don't know, and you know, you can help me. And what you don't know, I can help you tonight. So I put that out today because sometimes when I get calls later on, people say, well, I should have said something, or I didn't say anything. Well, this is your opportunity. I'm opening up the door for you to say something. If you have a question or if you have something to say, say it tonight. Amen. I'm open to it. Amen. And so let's get into the word tonight because this is exciting word that God has given to me again. Amen. So if you turn to the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, verses 21 to 25. So if you turn to Romans, the 7th chapter, verses 21 to 25. And it reads as follows. I find then a law that is evil present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bring me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. And the word of God is blessed. I want to take my text, my message, my subject from verse 23, but I say another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Amen. And my topic tonight is, don't let the enemy win this fight. Amen. My topic tonight is, don't let the enemy win this fight. Hallelujah. People of God, we have to fight a good fight. Hallelujah. We cannot take down, we cannot stand down to the enemy, but we got to fight this good fight. Amen. And so as we look at this particular text, we find here that Paul was speaking to the church at Rome. And what Paul was simply saying here is when you want to do right or do good, be perfect, evil finds its way to be in your presence, meaning corrupt desires, improper feelings. Amen. In other words, when you want to do right and God is speaking to you to do right, here's the devil, here's the enemy in your ear speaking all things that's not like of God in your ear to say to do. We have a lot of corrupt desires. You know, corrupt desires being mean to one another, lying to one another, disrespecting one another, you know, tearing down people's character. That's corrupt desires. You know, you have the desire to hurt somebody. You have the desire to hurt somebody's feelings. That's nothing but the devil. And that's what you're being used by the enemy when you start to tear down people's character. It's time to build up people's character. We're going through so much in this season. In this season, we don't need nobody else to bring us down than we already are. Amen. We are here. We are our brother's keeper. We are supposed to help and lift up each other, not tear us down. Amen. So those are some of the corrupt desires, improper feelings, you know, speaking evil of one another. Amen. Instead of speaking evil, speak blessings upon them. Yeah, they might have, you know, upset you. Yeah, they might have did something wrong to you. But you don't need to speak evil of them. Go pray for them.
Yeah.
Amen. Pray for them. Pray that they do better. Pray for them because they don't know what they're doing. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so these are the things that Paul was saying to the Church of Rome. And as we know, you know, the enemy is always near. He's at hand at all times.
Yeah.
I also found out, you know, whenever there's any motion to that which is good, he starts up. He begins to exert himself, the enemy. When you motion to do great things and big things, here comes the enemy.
That's right.
It's just a fact. He's there. He's there. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. He's there. But we got to know tonight that we cannot let the enemy win this fight. You got to fight even the hard and even the more.
Yes.
Amen? Because he chooses, he doesn't want you to do good. He doesn't want you to do what God has called you to do. Amen. So some of you, here we go. Here, some of you are in ministry, and some of you are anointed to do what God has called you to do. But you allow the enemy to win that by allowing him to speak in your ear. And when you allow the enemy to speak in your ear, the enemy is speaking fear. Amen. Fear. Oh, I can't do this. Or I'm not built for this. But if God has placed it in you and has anointed you to do it, you built for it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Fear.
That's good.
I found out fear will cause you to miss out on a lot of things. Fear will cause you to miss your blessings. These are the things that the enemy could put in your ear. Oh, nobody's not going to hear you. Oh, that's what the enemy tells you. Well, if you're anointed to sing, the enemy will put in your ear, well, nobody ain't going to hear what you got to say. But the devil is alive. You got to fight and don't let the enemy win. Because there's souls that you need to reach.
Amen.
Your singing can reach souls. Your singing can cause deliverance for somebody. Your singing caused someone to be healed.
Amen.
Amen. So you cannot allow, once again, the enemy to win this fight. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, as Christians, we must realize that our sinful flesh refuses to respond to the requirement of God's Lord. Amen. Let me say that again. There's requirements that we all must have and must do. If you go to the book of Exodus 20, it tells you a whole list of requirements that God has caused us to follow. Amen. You're not out here. You wasn't just born on this earth just to do whatever. No, there's a requirement that you must follow, and the enemy do not want you to follow it. Amen. This sinful flesh that we are living in do not want you to do it. But you got to fight. Fight with those words. Fight with the word of God. No weapon formed against me should prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. These are just some of the words that you can fight with, not with your fist, but fight with the word of God.
Amen.
Any questions as we move forward?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so this sinful flesh causes us to do a lot of things that's not like God. That's why you got to allow this flesh to die daily. You got to speak to that flesh and say, flesh, die. Flesh, die. Not today. Amen.
Amen.
No matter how much we want to serve God in our minds, we find ourselves sinning in our bodies. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that, you know, our mind is saying, yes, do right, but then our body's saying something else. You got to put that body under subjection.
Amen.
And say, no, you're going to have to line up with the word of God. I said this on Sunday because I minister on Sunday at in New York at Mount Calvary, how you have to speak to your flesh. You know, some of you are going through in your body. Some of you are dealing with diabetes in your body. You got to speak to that diabetes and say, diabetes, die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And say, diabetes, you got to line up with the word. And the word of God said, I am healed by his stripes.
That's good.
Some of you are dealing with high blood pressure. Speak to the high blood pressure. And say, be gone in the name of Jesus. Some of you dealing with HIVs and AIDS. dry up in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So you got to speak to, don't be afraid to speak to your flesh, because your flesh will speak back to you. My bishop, the late Bishop Nixon used to say that to us. And he said, when he, you know, when he ministered to us and talked to us one-on-one, he would say, your flesh will speak to you. Now
right.
you got to speak to that flesh.
That's
say,
right.
I will. I will live and not die.
Amen.
I am healed. I am delivered. And see, that's why some of us are still down, because we don't speak to the flesh. Don't be afraid to speak to it, because once again, it speaks to you. Amen. Any questions?
That's good.
Well, I want to throw something out there in all that you're saying, and I'm looking at the scripture, and I look at the word delight. I look at the word delight. It says 22, my delight in the law of God in my inner being. And what I'm hearing you saying is that we have to delight, you know, in the law of God. When we're talking to the flesh, you're talking to the sin, we have to delight in that. You know, it's not we're speaking to it and we are depressed or we're doubtful, but delighting means that you're excited about something that's going to happen. So, you know, as you were saying that, my eyes just focus on 22, you know, just that word delight in the law of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, amen.
And speaking with the word of God, speaking the word of God to the flesh, and the word of God says that the word is powerful like a two-edged sword. So as we're speaking, we're, you know, taking that sword, the word of God, and cutting down those lustful intents of that flesh, because the word of God is alive, you know. So that delighting and using the word of God is most powerful, most powerful for us.
Yes, amen. And in speaking, you know, in speaking about, don't let your body speak for you. Because when you allow your body to speak for you, you allow yourself to go into places that you never thought you would go.
Amen.
You'll be speaking, saying things that you thought you never would be speaking when you allow your flesh to speak for you. Then you find yourself, well, how did I get here? Or what happened? Your flesh. That's what happened. How did I get jammed up with this and that? Your flesh. You allow your flesh to do the talking and not allow your spirit do the talking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You allow your flesh do the talking and not your spirit do the talking. And then we find ourselves so messed up and like, God, you know, like, how did I get here? Or, God, get me out of this hole. You in that hole because you allow your flesh to speak for you. And that's why you got to be careful. That's why you got to be prayed up. That's why you got to stay in the word of God. You got to be rooted and grounded in the word of God, because the enemy is in your ear constantly.
Yes.
Some of you may not believe that, but that enemy is in your ear constantly. So that means you need to be in your word constantly, fighting against him.
Amen. And we have to be careful. Go ahead.
I like to put out a different thought. I believe that we are our worst enemy, more than the enemy. The battlefield is in our mind. That's where it all takes place, that battle. And a lot of times we don't think of ourselves as God. We don't see ourselves as God sees us, unless, of course, we are in the Word of God. And we take the Word of God and place it in our mind. And so when we start saying, well, I used to say, I'm a slow learner. Well, I don't say that anymore. I say now the Word of God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus.
All right.
Wisdom and knowledge and understanding is in me because God is in me. And I'm speaking to my mind. Now, the enemy will come along and he'll say, No, you're not. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to us to go back to the word and recite the word, because that's mm-hmm. where the life is. That's where mm-hmm. the transformation takes place in mm-hmm. our mind.
That's right.
And once we have our mind in check, then mm-hmm. our heart is in check, our spirit is in check,
that's
our
good.
Flesh uh-huh. is in check. Once we have our mind in check,
that's good.
Now, mm-hmm. the enemy will come up against you to try and discourage you and tell you that you committed a sin, or mm-hmm. God don't love you anymore because mm-hmm. you went down to the bar and whatever, do mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. he'll try and do that. But that's when we have to call on the word of God and have mm-hmm. that transformed mind mm-hmm. and call mm-hmm. on the word of God and say, something like this happened to me the other day. I'm just thinking nice, pleasant thoughts, you know, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden this thought came across my mind. What in the world? Where does that I don't know why my mind went that way, but you know what? I cast that out right now, and that's what we have to do. But getting back to that enemy now, we have to tell him, we have to speak to him, and uh-huh. just like we have to speak to our mind,
mm-hmm.
by the word of God, I cast you out. By the word of God, mm-hmm. I am healed. By the mm-hmm. word of God, I am set free. I am delivered. We have to tell ourselves that, and we have to tell that enemy, oh, I know the thought I was thinking. Yes, in our ear, that ear gate, we allow things to come in our ear gate. Mm-hmm. The TV, the media, mm-hmm. The what do you call it? The Facebook and all those
mm-hmm.
things.
Social media.
Social network. Mm-hmm. Certain books. We allow that stuff to come in our ear, and then we're wondering, oh, or we're saying, oh, the devil did that, but I didn't put no word in me that day because mm-hmm. I'm watching porn, so. Mm-hmm. No, so you got to be careful of your ear. You got to be careful of everything, your heart, mm-hmm. your ear, your eyes. Mm-hmm. You got to mm-hmm. be careful of everything because that battlefield is in our mind. Mm-hmm. And once we mm-hmm. conquer it in there and have that transformed mind, then we mm-hmm. can do anything. We can do yes. anything
mm-hmm.
by the word of God.
I like that.
I like that.
No, this is good opening.
You,
mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about what you just said in that, and that is so true, you know, because we always did, you know, like even what 23, it talks about, you know, members waging war against the law of my mind. There are two laws, one sin and one law of flesh.
Yes.
You know, just like the pastor was talking about, there's two laws. And it depends on which law we're going to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which law
right
we're going to entertain. You know, we're going to entertain the law of sin, or we're going to entertain the law of God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always
yeah.
that raging war, you know, going against one, going against the other.
Yeah.
And it's something about that, too, about entertaining.
Yeah.
I remember years and years ago, the Lord told me, he says, Edna, when the devil raises his head, cut it off. Don't play with him. Don't entertain. Just like you said, he'll bring things into your mind. When things used to come into my mind years and years ago, I used to go, I never used to speak. I just like, you know, move my head and say, Nah, we have to speak it and cut it off with the word of God. You know,
amen.
Just like the brother said, and just like what you said, sister, we can't entertain those thoughts, because the devil, he's so insidious and he's so subtle. He doesn't come at us like all at once. He gradually brings things in, and if we let it go, just like Pastor was saying, if we let it go, we'll wonder, how did we get here? How did that happen? Why am I thinking the way I'm thinking? It's because we entertain and we allowed it. So we can't allow those things. We like the subject is, don't let the enemy win this fight. We can't let him win.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so I go back with Mother Brenda, how she's saying our ear gate. That's important that we need to guard it, anoint that ear gate, because we, you know, you can't afford to allow anything to tamper with your anointing that's on your life and the direction that God has given you. So when you allow the enemy to come in your ear, you're tampering the direction where he wants to, where he wants you to go.
Yeah.
So it's important that you guard it. You can't just listen to what everybody say.
Amen.
That's why I have a small nucleus of people in my circle.
Amen.
Because I only want certain people to speak something positive in my ear instead of negative in your ear.
Amen.
So, you know, even with, like she said, you watching TV, sometimes you got to cut that TV off.
Amen. Say
that. Cut
that
social media off, because that Facebook can mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I know one fella right now, Facebook messed him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going through because of something was said on Facebook.
Mm.
You know, so when you begin to listen to those things and partner in your ear and your spirit,
And
it'll mess up your direction. Mm-hmm.
That eye gate.
Would you say, Mother?
Eye gate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, eye gate. It enters into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Into your mind and then down into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You
and, that's
careful.
Where the, and that's where the issues of life flow from our heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise
God. And we talked about the mind of what, you know, allow your mind to do what's right before the Lord.
Amen.
You know, think about it. You know, consult the Lord. I spoke this the other day as well. You know, when I was off of work, I lay before the Lord and I began to consult the Lord and allow the Lord to put things in my spirit, in my mind, by just laying before him so I can make the right decision when these things come up. So it's important that you got to meditate on him and lay before him and get that word in you. You know, you got to let that word digest. You got to eat this word.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
You know, eat this word. Mm-hmm. Amen. And allow these allow this word to go into your spirit so that you can make the right decisions. And when the enemy comes to speak in your ear, you could begin to rebuke him with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just
amen,
like Jesus.
Amen.
That's what he did.
Yes. Yes.
I said, I like the idea of what you just said in terms of, you know, after work, you know, that you labor before the Lord, you know, because I think that is so important, taking time out, quality time out, one-on-one time with the Lord. We get so busy that we don't take out time with the Lord, you know, labor the Lord. So that was just so, that spoke volumes. In taking out quality time with the Lord, we just get busy. We don't stop.
Yeah.
We just got to keep going and keep going and keep going. But that's the trick of the enemy.
Right. We make time for everything else. I think Prophet has said that to me today. We make time for everything else, but we gotta, you know, we need to make time for God.
Amen.
You know, we put God in that small little window of schedule, and we got this all big schedule for something else.
That's good.
But what about use him for that big? Because he's the one that gave you that opportunity.
All right.
You know, I think we got it backwards. We got it backwards.
That's
amen.
Right.
So people need to think and really think about, because we're in a season of trouble. Time.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
amen. And I have changed my thinking drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Of more time with God.
Amen.
And less time with the other stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Me too.
Me too. Amen.
Amen. And so as we move forward, in verse 23, Elder John spoke about it. but I'm going to speak about it again. In verse 23, it says, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." And what I find here that, as he was stating before, you know, there's a warring in our membrane, in our members. Amen. There is a battle whether we're going to let God's word be dominant over our thinking, or allowing the sin's capacity to influence us.
Okay,
and let me just say,
good.
Just about the word of dominant our thinking, you know, let me read it again. There's a battle between whether we let God's word dominate our thinking. And when I looked at that word as dominating our thinking, I mean, you know, studying God's word even the more and letting it be dominant in our spirit. Like I just stated before, you know, getting in the word, eating God's word, reading his scriptures, and allowing that word to dominate in our thinking.
Amen. Let it take us over. Yeah. Let the word take us over.
Getting in your Bible study, get in a Bible-based church where they have Bible study going on, and get in the Bible study and studying the word. That's one way of allowing the word to dominate in our thinking. You know, all that we've been saying, put God first. Put him in that schedule. Make the schedule bigger than what other things are. That's how you dominate, allow God's word to dominate in your thinking. So when the enemy could come, when the enemy comes, you have scriptures to back it up and rebuke him. Sometimes you can't just say, "Get out of here, devil." Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you got to put that word on him.
Yes, amen.
Sometimes you put that word on him and shut him down.
And you know, I just want to interject this. If we would think of the word being a living, breathing person, which is, because Jesus is the word, God is the word, and when we read the word, we're reading God. When we live in the word, we're living in God. We're living in Christ. So if we think of the word as who he is, when we do read it, we won't feel like we're just reading words on a page, but we're reading life. We're reading our Creator on a page, you know, and that was hunger to say, "Oh, I'm gonna read about my Lord today." And you know what? When I'm reading about Him, I'm gonna know about Him, and when I know about Him, I will speak about Him. When I speak about Him, I will cut the enemy down with Him. So I thank God for the word being alive, because God is alive. So if we think about it not being a chore, we have to go read a chore or go read the word because it's a chore, because he expects us to do that. Let's just go in and say, "You know what? I'm going to visit my Lord today in the reading of the printed word." You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's all I wanted to say. Yeah, if we put it like that, you know, we're in love. We're in love with the word. We're in love with God. You know, I think one of the recording artists had said way back, I can't even remember who it was, but there was a song that said, "I fell in love with God. I fell in love with God." If you all remember that song. And that song was so, it resonated in my spirit so much that, yes, I fell in love with God. That day I got saved, I fell in love.
Amen.
That's
and so,
all I wanted to say. Amen.
And the second part is allowing the sin the capacity to influence us. Our sin, the capacity of sin that being us can influence us to do the wrong thing. Amen. So we have to be careful when you allow the sin to come and be influenced us to do the wrong things and not of God. Amen. Also, Galatians 5 and 17 tell us that there's two laws going on in our members. Galatians 5 and 17. When you get time, read that. One law is the law of the members of the flesh, as we were talking, and the law of the mind is the spirit. Amen. We've been talking about
again?
The mind,
Oh, my God.
Galatians 5 and 17 says there's two laws going on in our membrane, in our members.
Yeah.
Laws of the member, which is the flesh, and the law of the mind, which is the spirit. So there's warring going on, amen, in our bodies. The flesh and the spirit is warring. And like Elder said before, you know, which law are we going to choose?
Yeah.
That's a word right there.
That
you know,
is
which
a word.
Law are we going to choose? Well, I'm hoping to choose the law of the mind, the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Because I want to do right before the Lord. I want to do the things of God. I want to be a kingdom builder.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When you follow the law of the mind, which is spirit, you become a kingdom builder. You build the kingdom.
Good.
But
that's
when you
good.
With the law of the member of the flesh, you're building up Satan's kingdom.
That's good. That's good right there.
Amen. And we don't want to build up that. We want to tear that down. That's why I say tonight, don't let the enemy win this fight. Some of you may be going through. Some of you going through in your body. Some of you going through in your finances. But know that God got your back.
Amen.
And that you can fight this. You can win this. You can win this. You can win this. You can be overcomers of this. Because in the end, you win anyhow.
Amen.
You win anyhow. If you in Christ. If you're a believer.
Amen.
If God is, if Christ is in you and you and he's in you and you in him. You win anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Romans, when you go to Romans 6 and 12, it tells us also that Christian's life, we are constant battling against the world, the flesh, and the devil. It's always a battle going on. It always. That's what it is. But we got to learn to fight. We got to learn to fight and not be defeated.
Amen.
All that we've been saying tonight, fight with the word of God. That's how you win. Fight with the word of God.
Amen.
There's a constant battle. And you need to know tonight, and I know I sound repetitive, but I'm sorry, this is what the Lord told me to say.
Amen.
Fight with the word of God. God don't want to see you down in despair. He don't want to see you bound. He wants you to be winners.
Amen.
And the only way you win, you got to get up and fight. Stop saying, woe is me. The devil is a liar. You can get out of whatever you're in. If you're sick tonight, you could get. God can heal you. He's a God of a healer. You're dealing with your finances. A lot of us are dealing with financial issues.
Yeah.
But I know that God will bring me out of my financial situation. But I got to fight, and I got to make the right decision.
Amen.
And the way I make the right decision is follow Christ and follow the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The last verse says, I thank God, 24, O wretched man that I am, who would deliver me from this body of death? Yes, this flesh is weak. We get weak because we are in the flesh. Mm-hmm. We do. I get weak sometimes.
Yeah.
But I know that God can deliver me from it.
Amen.
If I don't feed into it,
yes.
God will deliver me. And sometimes we feed into our situation.
Yeah.
People have situations and they feed right into it.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about it and all get out of that. Begin to rebuke it.
Amen.
Begin to speak life into that dead situation.
Yeah.
And say, I will live and not die.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to take me out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we know that God can deliver us out of all of this situation that we're going through. So I say tonight, because I'm going to give people time to if you want to elaborate or comment what I said, I give you this opportunity. But I just want to say tonight, once again, the topic is don't let the enemy win this fight.
Amen.
You can win. We are more than conquerors. You could conquer whatever that's coming or whatever is in your way.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, I hope this was a blessing and someone, you know, took this word and allowed it to be a life-changing word to you and heal you and deliver you out of whatever you're in tonight. And I pray that this was a blessing. So tonight, I'll open up the floor. If any comments, any questions that I said, I open it up.
Amen.
I'm fighting against as far as health wise, and I noticed that I was getting a little depressed, but I had to get into the Word and make sure. I mean, I read the Word, but then you have to sometimes get those Bible verses that talks about how God, that has faith without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So we have to know that we have weapons that are strong that we can fight the devil with.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to demolish argument and every thing that sets itself against the knowledge of God. And we have to take captive every thought to make us obedient to Christ. So when the enemy comes in like the flood, we have to capture those thoughts, and then we have to rebuke Satan and bring everything before the throne of grace, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we have to stay in faith. So I'm just dependent upon God, not only for me, but other people that I know that are going through similar So God is good. You know, we have to just honor him regardless.
Yes.
Well, I just have faith. I had, in 2013, I did have cancer. I overcame cancer.
All right.
I had polio. I was diagnosed with polio in my right leg. I had it when I was 5 years old, in 1952. I had it in my left leg, and now they took a EKG and they discovered that I have it in my right leg. Plus, I have a pinched nerve in my right leg and a pinched nerve in my back. So that's why I was waking up feeling sort of, you know, down. But I just have to stay in the Word. And,
that's right.
You know, depend upon God and his mighty power and his strength to carry me through each day. It's a battle that we fight, you know, a spiritual battle we fight. But we know God is greater than anything in this world.
That's right.
And, I mean, he designed us. He knows how to heal us. But it has to be according to his will. And we just have to keep hanging on to his unchanging hand, to hold on to his unchanging hand. So God is good. And
yes,
I preach the word, so I said to myself, you preach it, you better, you know, take those same words and live on it, you know.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
When we're healthy in everything, we can talk a good talk about God is good, but then when we get down, all that we talked about, we have to apply it to our lives. So, God is good to me. You know, I was trying to walk across the room, and I couldn't hardly walk just now. But I'm sitting down, and I just sat down, and then I picked up my phone, and then I looked. I said, my clock went off saying that it was your time to come on. So I said, let me just sit down in this chair because I can't walk across the room, and just let me listen, and just even if I don't say anything. But then I just said, I got to give God some praises because he is good to me. And no matter what can separate us from the love of God. You know, if we have that love in our hearts for the Lord, no matter what we go through, because the enemy is always going to try to attack you and detach you from the word of God. But if you keep it in your heart, in your mind, and it becomes part of you, then you have to just be strong in the faith and in his mighty power, not in our power. Because like you said, our nature is weak, but our spirit is strong through the word of God. So, and I would just like to say hello, Pastor Clayton. This is Bernice Washington, and I just want to say hello to your new wife. Okay.
Amen.
I'll let somebody else speak. I'll let somebody else speak, and I'll listen. Okay.
No, you're good. You're good.
And please, amen.
And please pray for me. You know,
so I will.
I just want you to special prayers to God because he's a healer. And whatever his will, let it be done. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, anybody else? Anybody else got
All the lines open. All the lines open. So I'd like to make a comment. And looking at this passage that you talked about, it speaks volumes to so many people because that's basically where we are. You know, we're going through life and not realizing. Yeah, there's a battle. There's a battle that's going on. You know, there's a war that's going on, and it depends on which war we entertain in our life. And he gave some wonderful strategy for maintaining, you know, relationship with God, and that and those strategies that everybody talks about in terms of being able to win. Is by staying in the game, you know, just so many strategies to how to win, because sometimes we forget about that. We forget about the strategy. We just go through life, and we don't really apply it on how to go from one level to another. We go through something.
Yeah, that's right.
We forget about God. We forget about God. He's there just waiting. Okay, all right, we can do it. And come to me. I'm just waiting for you to take time out. So, I think this morning, everything that you brought out was excellent, especially how to win, how to let the, you know, how to let the enemy, how not to let the enemy win, you know, with hope. You know, and it's a daily process. It's a daily process. Exercising every day. Not just when situations happen, but daily. So I think it's good. I mean, you know, it's supposed to be volumes to me as well.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I also hear the Lord saying that some of you are asking, as you were speaking, how do I allow the word to dominate the my thinking? What are the procedures? Well, one way that you can allow God's word to dominate your thinking is get in the word. That's one thing. But if you're a new reader, go to the book of Genesis, the first book of Genesis, and read 2 chapters a day. You're a new reader. You want to know how to allow the word to really resonate and get into your spirit. Go to the first book of Genesis and read 2 chapters a day. That's how you can start. That's what the Lord told me, because some of you are asking, well, how can I allow God's word to be dominating our thinking? Of course, read God's word that's given. Mm-hmm. But the step is go to the first book of Genesis. Go to the book of Genesis and start reading 2 chapters a day. And get the beginning of what God has done. Start at the beginning. And allow God and allow the Holy Ghost speak to you through the Word of God.
Amen.
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 So, So I say tonight, you know, don't let the enemy, I say it again, don't let the enemy win this fight. You can win. Amen.
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 And see, and hearing that too, don't let the enemy win this fight, that's a choice. That's a choice.
Yep.
We can either do it or not. So
right.
It's a
Amen.
Choice. Just like we
right.
choose to serve God. It's a choice. We have that free will. Not to go down. Not to let the enemy overtake us. To like Pastor said, fight. We have to fight. Fight the good
mm-hmm.
fight of faith. Faith in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. Especially even those of you who are listening by internet, this is what it's all about. Sometimes we forget, and we come on to encourage each other, to remind each other. You know, we're more than believers. We're more than believers. We're more than about that. You know, so, you know, the pastor has already said, you know, this is already been won. So don't let the enemy win this fight.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. Don't be, I call it bamboozled. Don't be bamboozled. You know,
yeah.
thinking that,
yeah.
that you're not with it, that you can't do it. You know, that you're
right.
not capable, because the Lord has already prepared each and every one of us for the battle. He's equipped us, and he has also given us the victory before it's even over. But as
yes.
we spoke on, it's really from the mind, that renewed mind, we've got to think along those things. So I think this is, you know, it's just been powerful. This Romans 21-25 has just been powerful. It's been powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And, another
yes.
thing I see, there are so many out there that's listening that have family members who are
mm-hmm.
who are not doing well, who are not doing
yeah.
well. Who may be sick. And I just heard, you know, Sister Bernice, Minister Bernice talking about walking. There are so many things that's going on with this physical body, and we
yeah.
have to speak it into existence. All those things that are as though they're not.
They are.
We have to speak into those things. Because we listen, again, we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
So I think this is just been, and it's been powerful, you know, for the body of Christ. It's been powerful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Pastor Christian, we're going to turn it all over back over to you for closing. And again, I just wanted to, we want to take time to thank you for coming on and allowing God to be able to work through you, to speak to others,
yes.
speak to the body of Christ. Because if there's a time that we need to speak to one another and encouragement in life, that time is now. That appointed time is now. So I thank
mm-hmm.
you for allowing you and blessing you to be able to come forth in each and every minute that you're in. With a word, an encouraging word, because we all need it. There are those who are listening by internet. They cannot respond, but they can hear. They can hear.
Yes.
And as I heard the mother say, we're talking about the ear gate. Speaking into the ear gate.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking into that ear gate. Dropping words. Dropping seeds into that ear gate. So that we
mm-hmm.
all can continue to grow as God has prepared us from the beginning of time. So this
Amen.
Has truly, truly been a blessing. So if you would like to, you know, just pray, you know, say a word of prayer. I think Sister Bernice had asked also for prayer
for
mobility. Amen. And we're all going to be in agreement as you are praying.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, God, we thank you, God, for this word. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We thank you for this word to be a life-changing word to your people. God, we ask, God, that they begin to apply it to their everyday life, God, and know that
yes.
they can win. Hallelujah, and they're
yes.
not defeated. Oh, God, we ask, God, that you touch the evangelist there right now in the name of Jesus, strengthening her legs on today, God.
God, you said by your stripes we are healed, and we speak healing to the legs. The legs, you got to line up with the word on tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, as we declare and decree healing for her body right now, in the name of Jesus,
of Jesus,
God. Any element, anything else that's not like you in her, God, we rebuke it on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead
the blood over
her body right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch her right now. Give her the strength that she needs, Lord God. God, you called her to be an evangelist, a mouthpiece for you, Lord God. And we pray that you strengthen her, God, that she could go tell people about you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Give her what she needs, Lord God. For her journey, Lord God, and for her assignment, Lord God, that you've given unto her, God. That you strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we just pray right now, God, to touch everyone that's on this line today, God. We ask for healing and deliverance, God. Whatever that they're dealing with on today, God, we ask, God, that you make it right, God. God, you step in like never before, God, and make it right before your people, Lord God. God, you said, ask, and it shall be given unto us. And I ask for today that you begin to do whatever you got to do in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray right now, God, I lift Daryl, my friend Daryl, that's dealing with bone cancer right now, God. I put his name in the atmosphere, God, that you begin to heal and deliver him on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you go into the bones, God. In the name of Jesus, and begin to strengthen the bones, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. And anybody else that's going through with diseases and sickness today, God, I put it in the atmosphere, God, that you begin to heal them. In the name of Jesus, God, heal like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, begin to do it for your people, Lord God. Oh, God, we come in agreement as together as a body of Christ, God, that we would do these things for your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. You said we are one accord, God. We can move mountains.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our faith is strong in you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And so, God, we ask, God, that you begin to do it right now. In the name of Jesus. And touch this broadcast like never before, God. Like, enlarge it even the more, God. Expand it even the more, God. Now, here is to hear what's going on this platform. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And touch the leaders as part of this, Lord God. Touch Elder and his wife on today, God. Strengthen them in the area of their lives on today, God. Strengthen them as they deal with the issue with the father and the father-in-law today, God. We know that you are able to do it, God. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory tonight. Amen.
Thank you very much. Found and trusting him.
the night that still works a while, I can reach out again, far beyond what I have done. Like a dreamer who's awakened to a life that's yet to come. For new beginnings are not just